All right, my love, and say your first name.
Ruha.
And say it one more time.
Ruha.
Don't kill the messenger. Drop the rules and open the heart. Drop the rules and open the heart. What I mean by that is your mind comes prepared. It comes equipped with how things should be. Somebody should act a certain way. I should act a certain way. Things should be a certain way. And while that may be true on one level, there's a new value coming into your life. There's a new stirring. There's a new offering. Your daughter prays for you, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she works on the higher levels to support you. And so as you trust love, as you trust love's commodity, as you trust love's vibration, you're going to find out that you're supported in ways that it doesn't matter what the establishment's doing or not doing. So imagine you owe $2,000 in taxes and you're like, well, I shouldn't have to owe this and this isn't fair and, you know, whatever. As you trust love's commodity, as you trust love's apportionment value, it's sort of like, well, you do have to pay your $2,000, but then all of a sudden you get riches from a place that you never dreamed of. In other words, the more that you can trust your higher advancement, your higher acquittal, in English, love's provisions. So when you're dealing with people and they're not acting right or they're not acting the way you think they should act, in English, as you soften your heart and you let love guide you, and say your name again, please.
Ruha.
You're gonna find that everything falls into place. It's very important, by the way, because sometimes when you get into that frustration, it doesn't support the health of your physicality. Not that there's anything wrong with your health, it's more so of this is to maintain good health. This is to bring in more vitality. This is to bring in more of the sunshine. So imagine that you get the sunshine. The sun comes in, you feel so good. And every time you get frustrated with life, it's like that brings in a cloud. That brings in a rain cloud. So what Spirit's helping you to do, and say your name again, please, is to allow it to sun. To allow it to have the sunshine, allow love to establish its own good provisions. You have a lot of support in this lifetime. So while you may feel like sometimes things aren't the best, you're actually provided for. You have a lot of support, both in terms of those in earth, in earthly bodies, as well as those on the other side. The more that you trust in that, the more that you, like I just see you putting a blanket on yourself and just, oh, this just feels so good to know I have this support. You can trust that support. You can trust it. And that will go a long way. And say your name one more time, please.
Ruha.
In keeping your vitality up, in keeping sort of like, you know, the energies in your physicality in all good working order. You are very much loved. Your husband is always with you, always with you, always supporting and loving. You have many other ones from this lifetime as well as others that come to greet you, especially in your times of loneliness or, you know, just not feeling your best. Just imagine that you have guests of higher nature coming to call, because they do come. They come to call. They come to make provisions. They come to, and say your name one more time, please.
Ruha.
Thank you. They come to make you smile. They come to make you smile. You're loved. Your love, receive that love. Allow it to, you know, just fill your heart. Fill your heart. Fill your just fill you up. Just fill you up. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, one last thing, which was hi.
Hi.
What
you were gonna come back to me in terms of
Florida, New York.
Florida, New York, or elsewhere, to bring me opportunities.
Okay. Do you have something specific in mind that you're trying to create or you would like to do?
Honestly, I don't have something specific. Anything in the creative realm.
Okay. And say your first name again.
Candace.
They're saying it's to your liking. In other words, I feel like you can manifest wherever you are, but it's to your liking. So, oh gosh, not to throw the question back on you, but they're saying in essence, it's a dream world. So whatever it is to your liking, they will follow you. They will follow you. So it's not like there's one place where, okay, this is where the magic is gonna happen. It's to your liking and they will support you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me just make sure there's nothing else there. And say your name one more time, please.
Candace.
Think expansion. Think expansion. You got a lot coming through you. It's really good. It's really good. I hope that helps.
Well, I have to say that you were definitely spot on when you earlier read me.
Oh, good. So glad. So glad. Indeed, we support each of you and hope to be spot on a regular basis. We ask for you to remember you are entitled to loveliness. You are entitled to the love sequencing. Yes, continue to receive the light, continue to receive the activations, continue to receive support in all ways. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.